Yeah, I was on. I had to come out my shirt from the heat, so it's got kind of hot. But other than that, with the pass on, it's good. I mean, it's fantastic to have the pass on, get the third up, and tackle a few people. I mean, not tackle, but wrap and release, how we call it. But it felt fantastic. Now we get into the nitty gritty.
Does the pants kind of ramp up the whole process? Does it kind of get you guys going a little bit?
I wouldn't say keep going, because a lot of guys, you got to get used to them first. So I say after the day, I think it's going to be different. It's going to be ramped up, and I want to see a different practice tomorrow.
How tough is it those first couple of days as a defensive player when you can't really do anything?
It's tough, but I mean, at that time, I mean, you want to work your feet. You want to work your feet and work your technique. And technique beats talent in the day, so you do that, man, you're unstoppable.
But do you tell receivers, like, that might have been different if...
I tell them all the time, I mean, especially our receivers. We can't tackle them, we can't touch them. We try to keep them up, we try to keep them safe. We need each and every player. So at that time, I mean, when they run crossing routes, so they run any kind of things, and I'm coming downhill on them, see, I tell whatever quarterback that's throwing the ball, so he puts you in a bad situation right there. So, yeah, definitely.
Is there even, like, a special message when it's Odell? You're just understood?
I was understood. Odell looks at me, he just kind of gave me a head bob, you know? And not back, so yeah.
Landon, you became a first team All Pro in your second season. First of all, has that sunk in yet? Is that something you think about daily during practice? And second of all,
I mean, it sunk in definitely, but now, though I think about doing practice now, I'm thinking about getting better, competing, and I'm working on myself and my teammates and just getting better each and every day as a leader and as a competitor.
So going into year three now, do you have any different goals?
I ask myself to try to work on something each and every day. I have a goal for each and every day, try to work on and build myself as a character, as a leader, and working on my technique, working on my reading skills, and getting into a great pedal just to stop those long balls and try to make more plays. So, yeah, each and every day I have a different goal.
Looks like Eli Apple's got
a goal. Oh, yeah. You got to give Odell a little competition. He's one of the best in the league, and so each and every down, each and every cornerback is going to give him competition, because we want him to be the best that he can be each and every down, because he's going to be against that number one corner each and every team we play against. So we're going to put our number one corner. We have three number one corners, so we're going to put each and every one up against him. So he's going to be great down each and every time.
Have you seen the jump from Eli
Apple? Oh, man, tremendously. Just the way he just comes to the – just bring his knowledge to the game now that he understands and sees it faster. He's two steps before the play goes, and he's understanding. He's not having his hands up, and that's the best part. He's looking in and contributing.
How does going against Odell and like Brandon Marshall help Eli as a young player developing?
Because one is physical, one is agile. And he has to play against both. I mean, in this league, you don't know what kind of receiver you're going to get, and each and every play is different. So we try with Brandon get a little physical. Brandon could be a little swift at the same time with Odell. He get physical too, but at the same time, he's more agile than anything.
Landon, is this or could it be the best defense in the league?
Could it be? Could be, yes. It's not the best yet. Definitely could be. We are working to get better each and every day. We got a good offense that we're working against, so each and every day we're trying to get better, yeah.
With Darian being back, does it feel the same as it did last year at this time?
Yeah, I mean, this time last year, I mean, it was different, but now, I mean, it feels much better because he already knows the defense, so it's just basically stepping back in and just getting his feet wet. So he's getting there.
Are you faster this year?
Faster? I don't know.
Sorry,
I had to check
the
GPS.
The other day, DRC and Odell were out in the front, and you kind of expect that. But you were right there
now? Oh, I've been fast. Now. Yeah, check my records now. Back in the day, I've been blazing. But yeah, I've been fast. But other than that, just at that time, I mean, I just said I've been fast.
Is there a certain area that you're really trying to improve? Or like, for a guy like you that broke out last year, how do you go about getting better?
I go back in the film and I look at key times I messed up on, or if I could have been better, I could have been a step faster. Just like yesterday I broke up on a route with Odell. The same route, that same concept is in the NFL that we got a team playing against us. And that step faster, I could be a step up to be interception. So things like that, I just want to be able to recognize route concepts with great factors. So that's my biggest thing I'm working on.
Do you think teams are going to start to game plan more for you because maybe they didn't maybe know who you were?
I don't know what they're going to do. You got JBP, you got OB, you got me, you got DRC, you got Apple, you got Jackrabbit, you got a couple guys you got to game plan against. So we'll see who they pick on.
But do you think it'll be different not maybe coming from off the radar a little bit? Everyone knows who you are now.
I mean, I think as I look at it, if they see me more in the box or whatever, they're going to do more checks, and that's where the game plan is going to be at from that point on. But other than that, I'm in the back game. I mean, they got to play the offense. They can't really just count on me if I'm coming down and stuff like that. So,
I feel like Darian sort of compliments you as a preseason guy. Is
don't make any mistakes. That's the biggest thing when it comes to each other in that area. Like if I'm calling something wrong, he overspeaks me. And everybody looks at me like I'm that guy back there, but I mean he's my right hand man. So it's like if I mess up, he got me. If he messing up, I got him. But the only time we mess up is we both mess up. We both make the wrong call. So at the same time, we always on the same page. And when we're in a film, we're sitting right next to each other. So it's like, if I have a question, he asks it for me. Give a question for me. We have different reads on how we should go about things. We always on the same page. So it's big. It's big. It's that bond is right there.
I'm surprised you that they
I was surprised
the first team and that he's taking all the every snap.
I expected him to be thrown right in there because that was his right place when he started the first game. I mean, it was not first, but it's his right place to be right thrown right in there because he had to get the experience down. He got to do it at once because he's expected to play. So that's good.
How do you view his skill set?
His skill set?
Yeah.
He's smart, very quick, and he's instinctive. That's how he is.